There we go. Coco. Hey, woo that baby. Yo, because last week I forgot to hit press record. No, I hit it, but I didn't hit it right. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He had to fucking pull the audio off the video. Shout out to him for knowing how to do that shit.
That's right.
Let's go, engineer.
That's why he was standing right there like, bitch, you better press record this time.
Let's go, engineer.
Okay, hello.
Toss the slick team.
Woo. I really like pop. Can somebody pass me a lighter? Lord Jesus. Okay, this is episode 138. I already know how this shit about to go. With Talks with Motherfucker Slick. Of course, with me, your host Slick C. What a do ski. We back in this motherfucker. As you can see, my very dear co-host is not here today. He has some things to take care of, and we are in support of all things of that. But however, y'all know how I be rocking. The show must go on or whatever. So yeah, shout out to my bro Rel. But we got the gang in this bitch, okay? We got some special guests in here this week, so I'm gonna have everybody introduce themselves.
Oh wow.
And we start with you.
Me?
Yes.
That's amazing. I love me. So thank you for that. Hi everybody, I'm Chili. I'm here. I ain't doing all of that, girl. It's a lot. But just know, me, love me.
Me, in the building. Mm-hmm. Cool. Bro, introduce yourself.
The Half Moon God. You know what I'm saying? It's the other row.
It's the other row. It's crazy.
It's also the row with the skinny legs. That's
row with the legs.
Skinny row. Sue Kong and the theater near you.
All right, bro. Y'all hall.
Introduce
yourself. Yeah, I'm in here. Stacy brother.
You know. Yeah.
Stacy brother.
Back for another one.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you got the sound of it.
One thing. No, one thing I didn't know is Broski had the sound effects.
No, Cloud got the sound effects. The shit just made a sound effect. We just heard a gunshot.
Yeah, that's her.
Boom.
I just heard Park Heights. That's crazy. But let's go.
I can do it.
Boom.
Introduce yourself and stop playing with me.
It's your girl, Shatay Tay, a.k.a. Tata Tide. You know.
BKA.
Nah.
Shatavio.
Shatavio.
Definitely it's
Shatavio.
Shatavio. I got other nicknames, but you know.
My bitch in the building. All right.
You on the camera.
All right, I'm not playing with y'all.
Funny than a bitch.
I'm not playing with y'all. We gotta get serious.
What?
All right. All right. So today's topic is focused to our single listeners. Okay, everybody. Everybody, our single listeners. Mm-hmm. I saw this tweet on Twitter one day, and I thought it was so fucking fire. Like, y'all know I like to digest shit. So when I saw it, I instantly ate that shit up. Like, baby, this is a fucking show topic. And basically, the tweet said, if you were to meet your person today, emphasis on your person, would you be ready? Okay. And I want to emphasize the your person part of it, because the non-accountable people and the people who haven't healed yet are going to start being like, oh, well, this is that and the other. And they're going to blame it on the dating pool and all kinds of other shit. We're talking specifically if you met the person that God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you serve, the universe lined up for you. If you met that person today, would you be ready for them? And since I'm not single, I feel like, you know, I can't really give my best input. Like, I can give my input. Y'all know I got opinion for everything. Mm-hmm. But I do love the fact that we have some of the gang in here that's single to kind of give, like, their own perspective. And it's funny that you are here, because your comment was one of the comments that I was planning on using for the episode anyway. Mm. You feel me?
On my post.
Gotcha. Another good thing we got, now that I'm noticing, we got a married person, we got single people, and we got somebody who's newly engaged on the panel. So we got different levels.
Yeah, different levels, yeah.
So I can answer a little bit on, like, the meeting my person part, like when it happened, how it happened, my mindset at the time. But we'll get into it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, like that. Back. Because I do want to start with...
Perspective.
I definitely want to start with the single people, so... Ladies first.
Me first is crazy.
ladies first.
You knew.
Chewy. If you met your person today, do you think that you would be ready?
If I'm being honest, there's been plenty of opportunities for me to be ready. But if I met my person, I don't think it would be hard for me to 100% get ready or be ready or anything like that. However, I do know that there's like this little something about me that I'm still learning. And it don't have nothing to do with my person that I meet. But if that person came in, I feel like that same little small thing I just said about me, I would be willing to tackle it, because I believe in this. You know what I'm saying? I believe in what we're doing. So, I'm going to give it, if I had to give it a percentage, I would say maybe like 85, yes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I'm still growing. I still have things that still make me tick that probably shouldn't make me tick. And that don't have nothing to do with if this person comes along.
Right.
There's some things I gotta grow. Right. I got to grow up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't just say, you know, I'm this perfect package, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I got some shit with me. Hate it or love it, I don't know. Some underdogs is on top, you know what I mean?
But because that's exactly what my mind went to.
That's exactly
every time I hate it or love it, I can't never think about the second part of that shit.
It's the way people just leave shit in front of your brain, because my mind definitely went straight to
hate
that.
Hate it or love it, underdogs.
I'm glad. Yeah, it was on top.
Some underdogs bleeding was on top. But I think being honest, though, it's not... I'm open to that, though.
Yeah.
So open to it. So much ready to receive what that feels like, what that looks like. But I also don't want to not be that person for my person. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it could sound amazing to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I got this little... The thing that I think might be something small, what if it's big to who my person is?
Right.
And that's a whole nother dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
So... I know that the things that I want to work on for me personally, I still need to do that.
True.
But I don't think enough people talk about that. I think enough people only talk about this one side. I'm a wife.
Well, that's cat. Because I'm wifey material with all that good shit.
But to me,
they use that shit loosely.
But they shouldn't. To me, they should not.
That shit loosely. Everybody wifey material.
Because baby, you do not know until you get there.
Because you can't just scream, "I cook, I'm a wife." Excuse me. They cook at Royal Farms. They what did. Are we talking about?
They did.
Wake it up.
McDonald's. They cooks. Did. Like what? You can't only use that as a reason to say I'm like. I mean, like when men say things like, "Oh, be my piece, move piece." First of all, that's also subjective because this nigga piece could just be make sure that when he come home today he did eat. Mm-hmm. But this nigga piece could be like, "You ain't hug me today when I walk through this motherfucking door.
Mm-hmm. You ain't acknowledge."
I feel like you can help me speak on this one. I think universally for men, peace is a version of either silence or not nagging.
Okay.
Fair. I don't think it's necessarily what I need from you to do for when I get in the house. I don't need my slippers by the door. I don't necessarily need the food on the table ready and hot. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the fairy tale shit, the old school shit. Just don't make my day worse than what it. Don't if my day's good, don't make it bad. If my day's already bad, don't make it worse.
Yeah. But, fair
enough. And to go with what you were saying, I feel like
it's very plain.
The main thing you need.
Very point
blank. It's because you be real simple.
Love that.
The main thing you need
I love that.
To
I love
be
that
ready, right? Because you never know if you can be ready, like you were saying. The main thing you need is you got to be 100% willing to compromise before you even meet your person. You got to have the mindset, and it got to be already in you to be willing to compromise with the person that you meet when you do meet them. Mm-hmm. If you somebody going in like, "Well, I'm focusing on myself right now," do that. You got to get that shit out your system because you don't want to be thinking back later on. You don't walk down the aisle. It ain't like no boyfriend, girlfriend shit.
Yeah.
That shit, it's different. Just fuck around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. But so I can, even off of your point, I guess that's why I could say like 85, even 90% of me could say that as well. Because it's like, yeah, I got a lot of compromise in me. Mm-hmm.
That's what
For the right person. Mm-hmm. I'm a compromising woman.
She is.
Do you compromise for your friends and family? Like,
yes.
Did it seem?
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
Because you got people who like, "Fuck my friends, fuck my family."
No, I don't do that.
No, she's
I don't do that.
This bitch will
these
adjust.
These are my friends.
She will
do
adjust
that.
Some shit and be like, okay,
I will move
to figure this out.
This life around real
so
fast.
So we can, yeah. Like,
even
yeah.
The people that say they're 100, when you meet them, your 100 might not match their 100. It might be 85 to them.
Yeah.
Or maybe 85, your 15 that you worried about, it might be like, "Oh, that ain't nothing." Like,
right.
Cool. But you gotta, right.
But once you meet them, you calibrate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to also be able to communicate that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't know how to talk. You know what I mean? We don't know how to
talk
to each other.
Girl, that's a whole nother conversation. I'm about to say, well, bro, what you think? You think you're ready for your person if you meet them 100% or if you meet them today?
No. And not because I'm not ready, because...
I interrupt you for 1 second.
Absolutely.
Because on the post you said 50-50. Today you saying flat out no. So
it's still
50-50 is no.
50-50 is right. 50-50 to me is no. Because like if it was Jess, it wouldn't be 50-50.
Okay.
So, but it's no, not because I feel like I had work to do, but because I'm so in my solitude now. So
you
like
love your own space.
Yeah, I've gone deep into my own space though. Like, I spend a lot of time alone, but I love it though.
Mm-hmm. Love that shit.
And when I say I love it, like I will spend 4 years by myself and not be bothered. Not have the desire to be around humans. Like, not feel like I missed anything. Not feel like I'm
you're
good.
You're an alien.
Fuck yeah, like, I'm super...
He the same way, though.
Yeah. Like, when I say...
That nigga don't need nobody.
When I say I'm really going to duck off at some point and really duck off, I'm going to do it. And I'm going
to be
cool
with it. I got
your number. Yeah, like...
Right. So we got to know how to get to you.
Yeah,
you
like, I'm really going... Like, I'm gearing myself up for it. But it's like... Where I am now, that's why I say no. Like, and I'm not saying that at some point that can't change me, but I just enjoy... There was a time when I didn't enjoy me so much, and I knew when I didn't enjoy me so much because I spent a lot of time outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And niggas be saying, like, "Yo, why you gonna be outside?" Nigga, I spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean, a lot. Like, leaving the house six in the evening to come back inside the house 5 a.m, that's a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
11 hours outside is a long-ass time outside.
You
like,
got to shift outside.
Real
shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Early too.
I will spend 24 hours in the house if I can and be cool. Watching TV, laying in that bitch, playing a game, whatever. Everything me. You know what I mean? Like, only reason why I do I come up because I gotta go to work. Yeah. Like,
so is it like a
It's I don't know how I can be that with someone. I know I can't be that with someone
because
there are a lot of days.
Because you know you absolutely want that.
Right. That's
not
I want
something
right
you're willing to compromise on.
Not
right
now,
man.
No.
So you're relishing in just your selfish space.
That's fine.
Yeah. But that's because I spent so much time like not having that space, not being there where Like, when you spend a lot of time having to focus on other people, mm-hmm. and you don't really, like, have this balance, which I lost at some point, you lose yourself, right?
Yeah.
And when I say you lose yourself, you lose, in like, individualism.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people all the time, like, yo, your relationship has to have a balance. Like, you need to, like, go out with your friends. You need to do
use
shit,
the
like...
You use
wild.
The eye for the week.
Yeah.
And like, I don't play like that.
Bro, you notice how when you started kicking it by yourself, how differently you started to think about shit than the people around you.
Yeah.
You started having different opinions. You was like, damn, we all thought that at the same time. But it all made sense because it was like a confirmation bias. If I even think it a little bit and then my group of friends also think it could all be dumb. But I got three dumb niggas all saying,
Yeah, no, for real. And that's also like a lot of men, when you see their ideologies, it's because they sit around other men and they all sit around and disagree with each other.
Yep.
You said which, agree?
Yeah, like men, most men have the same ideology because they sit around and talk to other men who think just like them.
Yeah.
And when you sit by yourself and there's no outside voices say yo, think like I process life way different than most niggas.
Yeah.
And I'm fully aware of that because when I talk to niggas, I'm like, I don't think like that, bro. I don't process life from
different ways. I don't believe. But you don't have. You don't. You're not allowing the outside to influence you.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Like I'm very. All of my ideologies and my opinions are mine, and I know that they're mine because when you ask me about them, I can explain them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you ask most people how they got to that thought, they can't tell you because it's not their thought.
Yeah.
You adopted somebody else's thought process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking social media.
Don't ask
the fucking echo
else
chambers
what
that I fucking
only
hate.
Tell you what
I'm telling niggas to get out the echo
off
chambers. Hello. Like, yo.
She got something to say.
What you want to say, Santa Todd?
So it's you know, like, and I also say the more time you sit with yourself, the more you learn about you. I learned a lot about myself from last year to now. A lot.
It's the most beautiful thing, though.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love hanging with my friends.
Absolutely.
I love doing the ratchet shit with my friends. However, my friends also know I love
going in the house.
On my mama.
I'm the first one to go.
Yeah.
If you want to go home early, go outside.
Yeah, I'm your ride. If you want to go home by 9 o'clock, it's me.
That's why I drive everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
I lived with the homies back in Atlanta at some point. We all had cars. We all drove separately. Mm-hmm. They knew I'm going to leave way before everybody
else. I'm leaving. Yeah.
It ain't going to take me long to be like,
hold on. Let's pick it real quick because Tavy do want to say something.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No. See, my perspective of your person is a little bit different because my perspective of your person don't require a title. You can be my person without saying, like, we're in a relationship, we in this, we in that. It's all about the communication, the vibe, our understanding. So, like, I've always been a person that, like, I don't want to be in a relationship.
So you to go with the flow type, you don't need to, like...
I'm going to go with the flow. I'm not... So, like, if I start talking to somebody, my end goal is never a relationship.
But
if I'm open to it, because if the vibe take us there, and that's how we rocking, then I'm cool with it.
I wasn't even going to go to that for real. Because you could be a woman that absolutely does not want to put a title on it, but regardless of how you want your relationship to go, are you ready for your person?
So what I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? Because your person could also be another motherfucker who don't believe in titles and is cool with going with the flow. You know
what
I'm
saying? I've been single this year, make year 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I am definitely at the point where I'm tired of just, like, doing shit. Tired of just fucking. It's boring now.
Erotic
It's
fatigue.
Boring now. So, like, yeah, I can have my person, but we can also just have a certain understanding, like, this is what it is, this is what it's not. Like, if I meet a person like that, then, like, yeah, I'm definitely open to it. Like, it don't have to be, oh, we go together, lockdown, clink.
Yeah.
I'm just not that type of girl. Because I'm realistic. Like, nigga, you gonna look at other bitches, like, whatever, if you have that... just let me know.
Yeah.
I'm the type of bitch you can let know. Because I'm gonna be like, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Man, I got another song in my mind.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, my view of a person is like a little bit different, but I am definitely open because I'm tired of, like, my friends
So do you think? I'm bored now.
Because so I can have a baby, like meaningless, that I'm focused on. But we can also just have that understanding. We don't have to have like the entitlements though.
But that's your person. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the person for me. It's all about who the person is for you.
Yep.
And that's the type of person that will be for me. So I am definitely open to that. Like
that's why I say.
Call you my nigga.
That's why I say the emphasis on this is your person.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you look like or what your perception of a relationship or a good relationship or whatever your definition is. You know what I mean? Your person will match that.
Because if I'm saying? Nigga that don't ever try to change me because I got a strong-ass personality, like, I know I'll be lit. Like, I got, like, a flirtation, but I got self-control also. Mm-hmm. But you got to know that about me. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to trust me. You got to let me be me. If you don't let me be me and you try to change one thing about me, you ain't my motherfucking person.
So you're not willing to compromise?
No.
I've been waiting to ask the question for a minute. Hold on, let him ask you the question.
It ain't much of a question no more. She kind of answered when she spoke more, so I'm glad I ain't asked yet because she asked my question. But I did have a statement that the economy is not set up for us to be by ourselves forever.
That's why I live with my wife.
Yeah, that's why I love my wife. We already go together. It's a whole different thing. Y'all said all right, they're good. Y'all said
all right.
We already the way.
And really, that's all I care about. I just want anybody that I fuck with, anybody that Stacey fuck with, anybody, her peoples, like whether I know them or not, I want them to be in positions where, okay, they not 60 and they're like, oh shit, I'm by myself and I ain't got nowhere to go and I ain't got nothing to do.
I don't know what makes sense. No. But also, I'm never going to fuck
and that's
with
a man or woman. Like, you got to really hit money, like a money stride.
But I actually got a question because I don't even think compromise is the right question to ask you. Because I don't even think it's that. I think it's more of somebody tried to change you. Somebody tried to shift you into this being that you weren't willing to be.
So my viewpoint is different because I'm living my life in reverse. I already been married. I already been and did all the things that most women want to do now at 30 plus.
I know that.
So because I already experienced it, 7 years, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I've learned me, like Ross said, I love me. I love me more than enough for the both of us. All four of them on that motherfucking table. I don't care about me.
I was about to say, because not to, like, put too much on my brother, but you definitely gave her more pushback than you did Ralph.
What he was saying about being alone?
Yeah, you didn't ask him was he willing to compromise. You just understood where he was coming from.
He already answered the question that he's not ready. He said completely he's not ready.
Mm-hmm. But she said
so
yes.
I didn't have to really challenge
my person look different.
And I'm not saying her person is wrong. Yeah. I'm just talking about later down the line type of shit. I'm kind of adding on to the back end of that. I didn't challenge what he said because he already said, I ain't down. Yeah. I ain't with it. So there's nothing to challenge.
Okay.
He already know he there. Yeah. Okay. When he can get to the point where he can, like, you know, want to spend time and be out. Because you got a woman. I don't want to go out nowhere. I just go out because my fiance like to go out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I don't like to do shit. Like, the homies know that. I'm coming out for birthdays.
This nigga really don't like the tea.
I'm coming out for main event shit.
We go. When I go see this nigga, we going to the liquor store. We going to smoke. We might go to like one bar, and he is literally doing that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going back to the crib. Like, yo, my nigga. It's because I'm there. Because if I wasn't there, there's no way he'd be in this bar right now. He don't even drink.
And it's crazy because I have the tools. Like, I have the emotional intelligence. I have the communication. I have everything that's needed to further a relationship. I don't care to express it right now.
That's so fire.
I spent every day.
I spent every day for
2 years in Atlanta, pretty much at work or in the house.
Yeah.
After the 2 years, and I was like, all right. I can do this for somebody. I can start, like, I'm ready to, like, you know. Because I don't know. I was hard-headed for a minute. I always knew that I would get married.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I was marriage-minded when I was dating.
That's important. I wasn't cheating
and all that shit. Like, that wasn't dirtbagging nobody, but
you wasn't we involved.
But, I it was like, everything was like, oh, we just want to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's like, I don't want to do that.
Now you see him, he turned to the gym.
Hello?
Hello?
But yeah, so...
Music break.
What's come over here?
Right. What's wrong with he?
I had two significant, like, as far as, like, long-term relationships. First one, I told her straight up, like, nah, we're not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second one, I never said we were, but I never said we weren't, because it was always, like, a cap that she just couldn't get past to get to the point where I'm like, I see her as a wife and I can be with her. So that ended up dying out.
Yeah.
So I always leave it open for opportunity because I grew up around it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I kind of expect. So my mindset might be a little different than yours, but...
But I grew up around it too, though.
Yeah.
So, like, like, CJ...
What's happening?
I'm trying to get out the jiffy,
but... get on out of it. But, like, my mom and dad were married. My grandparents were... Like, they were literally they embodied the till death do us part. Mm-hmm. Because my grandmother faced my father faced. But when I grew up, it wasn't, like... This home is broken. That home is broken. No. Actually, give a fuck what hood I grew up in. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is,
yeah,
things are very much so together.
Yeah. At 8 p.m., daddy gave me that bath and mommy ate her dinner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I had that. So my foundation has always been that underneath of it all. So that might be my foundation, but I'm also a realist and being realistic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't be a person. And what happens is, a lot of people go into every single situation
saying
that that's my motherfucking person. Yeah. This is so my end all be all.
Listen,
let me give
my perspective of the shit. As a married woman, I do not believe that half of y'all are ready for this shit.
I agree.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I cannot stress the sincerity of how fucking hard.
Absolutely.
This shit is.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day you have to choose your person, no matter what the fuck you're going through.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could be having a rough ass day and you still gotta come home and be like, hi. You still got somebody you gotta fucking consider. You can't just come in here and unwind, you know what I mean, in a certain caliber of way that you can when you're single.
Absolutely.
You know, your person will still give you your space to unwind. You know what I'm saying? But once you finish unwinding, you still got to come right back to a person again.
Yes.
And you might not be ready to see a motherfucker right as... Okay, let's say the way you unwind is you come home, you know, you get out your work clothes, you take your shower, you roll your blunt, you might pour you a shot, you make you something to eat, however it is, and then you sit on that couch to cut on something, and your person right there. Like,
where he at?
That shit.
Where is he or she at?
I'm telling you, it does not matter how you unwind. You cannot unwind as a married couple as you can as a single person.
Absolutely.
Because that there is a cap at some point that you weren't ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to separate this
shit,
the eye.
This shit ain't no motherfucking whore, y'all.
Yeah, bad day at work.
This shit ain't no whore. I'm trying to tell y'all. And I'm not saying that shit from a bad space. I'm just saying, like, it's not... Once the glitz and glamour, what y'all see on social media, or what y'all see on TV is gone, that shit keep going. Keep going. There ain't no stopping it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days. Like, yo, it just keeps going. And a lot of y'all are not ready for that constant. Y'all have been great partners in relationships for 2 years.
Yeah.
Y'all have been great partners in relationships for 5 years.
Yeah.
Wait till y'all get to 20. Wait till y'all get to 30. Are y'all still pushing through that? Are y'all still growing in the same direction? It is so many different levels when it comes to this serious marriage shit. And it's not just...
the fun part.
Well, I saw something one day that said, women, do you want the marriage...
or the wedding?
The husband or the wedding?
Yeah. Well, most women just want the wedding.
And I thought that was such a fire question because it's like, yo, so many people idealize this. Oh, my husband, they can't wait to my husband y'all to death until your husband getting on your motherfucking nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't even want to post about him. Yeah. So what was all that for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you really ready to go through the things that you have to overcome when it comes to marriage? That compromise shit ain't no motherfucking joke.
Yeah, I'm not compromising.
I'm telling y'all, a lot of y'all not ready.
Mm-hmm. But also, I will say.
Sorry, I had to get that off my
chest.
I felt like I was like, bam.
I was a married woman. I was a married for 11 years. But also, like,
my bad.
This topic, like, your person can also be kind of subjective.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, everybody...
It really is.
I think the concept, itself is subjective,
so,
because,
like,
it's your person.
Like,
specifically you.
That's why I wanted to be heavy.
So there's no wrong answer,
if
really.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if I met my person... Somebody that just understand my dysfunctional ass.
It ain't nothing you got to compromise.
Nothing. Right.
And that's going to be your person.
Because I already changed myself for a nigga.
You've been there, done that. You've been there, done that.
But that's why I said compromise is not the right word, because
never doing it.
That nigga tries to change you. Compromise is not the same thing. Compromise is so different than change. Because compromise is this. My nigga, hold on. Stop. Because compromise is different. Compromise could be, babe, what you want for dinner? I say, I want fried chicken. He say, well, I just want some spaghetti or some shit like that.
Lunch meat sandwich.
We're making both.
No, we're not making both. Because,
shit, I am.
No, we're not.
Get you what you
we compromise in the house. You're not making both.
Shit me.
Shit and hope. That's that shit and hope.
When it comes to our man, that's different.
But it's the same concept.
Because bitch, it don't
compromise is not a terrible thing.
That should give
thing.
Us more grace.
Compromise is
okay,
not
so
negative, but
Tavy person like is going to get less grace than her bitches. Just
he get the sandwich and chicken.
If I didn't compromise, I would never find a wife. There's no way I would.
Because when I say compromise,
I was about to say you're a tough cookie to crack.
Yeah, there's no way.
You a tough cookie to crack.
Like,
But that's not what compromise is. Compromise is not changing. It's literally meeting in the middle. Like, you can still get, like, if you can still get something, and I'm not talking about, like, just accepting whatever or anything like that. I'm saying, like, genuinely, y'all can really just meet in the middle. You say you want this, he say he want that, and then y'all just find a way.
Right. You
to
say
make
you
it,
say
make
chicken,
both
he
of
says
y'all
spaghetti,
work.
Well, y'all
know
all decided
late. Y'all know me. I'm just gonna.
If I want Kool-Aid and you want water, we're gonna have to drink Crystal Light.
Yeah, right. Simple, but that's like, that's a simple compromise.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what compromise look like. That's
a fucking Crystal Light, nigga.
I'm just saying, nigga. Like,
but it's,
I can still get my juice, bitch. You still get water. We
get your bullshit ass water.
I'm just saying, nigga, I drink Crystal Light.
It's gonna be some juice in this bitch somehow. I swear to God.
That sugar-free.
It's gonna be some water juice in this motherfucker today.
I told you.
I'm fucking weak. So I want to make the math argument real quick, right?
Okay, you got something else you want to spend on this topic?
Just a little bit. Last thing. Just
okay.
You made me forget.
Damn, ain't that something?
Hello?
Brain frost, be real.
He's like that quick.
You know one thing she gonna do is forget.
Boom!
I'm not surprised.
Not too much on us.
Right,
he got
back.
It. Hold on, he got it. He got
it's
it. Fresh, it's
right. I'm gonna say, hold on, hold on, got it.
Okay. If you don't compromise, what are your odds of finding anybody if you don't compromise at all? Because finding a person you don't have to compromise at all. They already perfectly already ready made and already understand you. But what are really the odds of us finding somebody like that?
Like a remember
that's not realistic.
Yeah, it's almost so like impossible.
In my so mind, I think that you're never, you're never gonna meet. You're never gonna meet your person,
bro. I wish I had some nails right
my
now.
My disposition on your person is you built that. I don't think anybody comes ready for you.
Exactly.
I don't think
because nobody knows you. Until yeah. You
I don't think
meet
y'all
you.
Two met each other and he was perfect for you. I think y'all had the same goals and y'all built off of that, and that's what kind of made it come together that way, right? But I don't think like. Tavy come how she is, I come how I am, and then we just never have to move anything around. Nothing. I don't yeah. see that. Like I know you have to compromise because no one is coming. There is no Cinderella fit.
Yo, I'm.
Like, I just don't believe that there's somebody sitting saying, around waiting for you and they're just for you.
That's why yeah. I'm saying like yo, compromise was definitely the strongest. I'm so glad y'all brought that shit up today yeah. because. Literally, we are two people who just decide to choose each other every day and keep
Bingo.
Fucking compromising and shifting what the fuck we know to what the fuck we works. Can figure out now that yeah. works. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, that shit ain't no easy fucking thing, especially when you are two strong-minded motherfuckers.
But it's like that.
Like, yo, we are very both strong-minded, so it's like... But we compromise, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it comes, I was about to say, and realistically it is. And it's also unfortunate, but it just is what it is. Compromising in your friendships is a lot
it's
easier
than
compromising. I was about to say, than compromising your with your person.
I don't think our compromises as friends is going to change our friendships drastically.
Y'all just brought a whole other topic.
I was about to say, can you just let me get this off?
I don't want to go there.
I'm not about to go.
We can make that a whole
separate topic. That's a great topic, but I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with what I wanted to say. The only thing I wanted to say is, we put friendships up here, we put relationships right here.
That's the problem.
And we get a friendships this pedestal, but our relationship get this one, right? But at the end of the day, the action of compromise should still be the same no matter what relationship
no,
you have.
I disagree.
And I'm not just saying that if you do this for your friend, you got to do this for said man or said woman, whatever preferences. I don't care. I ain't even saying that. What I'm saying is, you have the emotional equipness to compromise. So
I still disagree.
Then that's not your person. That's not your person.
Pause. Please pause. Oh my god, because we would tear this motherfucker up right now.
Yeah, I got shit.
Because we probably on the same page.
Because I'm with you. So pause.
Experience. They done been through something.
I got some. I got
pause.
Shit.
No, I just don't.
Pause.
All right. No Diddy.
I do not.
All right, next topic.
I do not want us to sit on this. Okay.
Yeah, we can write that topic down.
Bitch, we gonna definitely run that back, and y'all make sure y'all show the fuck up for this one.
I can call you not for that one.
Okay, I'm about to say we're gonna have to get you somehow on something so you can you gotta figure he gotta be on
that's not
you gotta be on FaceTime too so we can figure out so we can see you.
All right, I'm gonna hold
you're not gonna know how to jump
really
in.
I got such a
boy,
big opinion about it.
Talk over you
but it's crazy because I only got an opinion about it in this big grown age.
Well, all right, hold on.
I didn't have it.
Hold on. All right, hold on. So, old shift.
Oh, shifts.
Love it. Just going back to being ready, that shit really does just apply to everything. Again, God, the universe, Allah, Buddha, whoever it is that you serve. They are not going to give you something that blesses you if you are going to abuse it or mistreat it. So for a lot of you who think you are ready, but the littlest thing triggers you or whatever the case may be, baby, you're not ready. Again, if you're not willing to compromise in certain scenarios, you're not ready. And you just gotta accept that.
I'm with you when you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta accept that. So, until you are ready in a certain sense, like, at least be doing something to actually start the process of healing. You know, people say, come to me healed. You know, you ain't gotta be completely healed, but at least be working on that shit. Nobody, you know I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody completely healed.
Fucked up.
You feel me? Like, so be willing to be... proactive in working on yourself and making sure that you are ready for your person when they do find you. Because if you're not working on that shit, baby, you're going to mess up your blessing and then you're going to wonder why you old with cats.
And then you got to start fresh.
We're going to wonder why we win?
Old with cats.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I would never. First of all, I just want to say that if I was ever single, I would never be old cats. I'd be old with dogs. But that's
my mama. Dog.
That's an old dog.
Dogs love you way more.
But we're gonna wrap this.
That's why I got two dogs. Big dog.
Thank y'all for tuning in on the live. We appreciate y'all. Yeah, we'll holler at y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
That's it. No quickies.
What you mean? It's always quickies, baby.
I thought you ended.
Tavy, please shut the fuck up.
Stop listening.
Y'all always telling me. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm always the one that got shut up. Because,
please, it's always you.
All I'm doing is breathing. Fuck. Y'all mad because I'm existing.
Breathing is nefarious.
You need to be on camera. Y'all nose bleed on camera.
Nose bleed on camera is nefarious activity.
Yo, what happened? And share how.
Why would you fucking play with my best friend like that, yo? No, you are very rude.
No,
he's a rude person.
He's J. Cole.
Speaking of J. Cole.
Yeah, quickies.
We're going to start off with the goddamn. And I am so sorry to y'all, but the goddamn of the week is going to fucking J. Cole. Goddamn!
Shout out to y'all. Y'all some real bitches.
Yeah, we know what this yeah. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, y'all.
Y'all, wait a minute.
Because that's what
that I had to do. I didn't know we had the low sounds. I was doing the noise.
That is funny as shit. I love y'all. All right, so I'm sorry. It's a lot of motherfuckers that feel like, oh, J. Cole was the bigger person. And I specifically stayed off your shit today so that we could talk about it tonight.
And is, I am definitely one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
I want you to start off with your fucking whole political woke ass reason of why the fuck.
I am very much a spiritual being. I need all y'all to understand is I am not a religious person. I'm very spiritual.
Okay, excuse me, my bad.
Yes, I operate fully in energy. So when a man within himself, J. Cole, first of all, has not been rapping for years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I come back to rap, I don't want to battle a nigga. Regardless of what y'all call a battle, beef, it's slight, whatever it is, to him, he don't like it. Okay. If I'm used to arguing with women, I elevated above arguing with women, and I come down to one point where I have an argument with one woman, I went back on the work that I've done. That's how he feels. When you have not operated on a spiritual awakening, you don't see it that way. All niggas see is rap. I look at it as though the nigga elevated to another point. He don't want to be on that shit with niggas. Furthermore, he did downplay Kendrick Lamar's catalog. Nigga, you been rapping for 10 years, whatever. All the shit he said, whatever he said. It's like, why would I? He don't want to. J. Cole is very a pro black type nigga. Like, y'all need to understand niggas so you understand where niggas are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm like a pro black nigga, I'm not trying to put down this nigga. I'm not trying to put down that nigga. I'm not trying to put down niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's not in the state of like, yo, let me go ahead and put a nigga down. I'm not trying to violate a nigga. I don't want to do that. I've elevated past that point to not want to have to put niggas down. Mm-hmm. So spiritually, he's a hater. So spiritually, because y'all looking for rap. I'm looking at person.
Hold on.
I get it.
I get it.
No, bro. He can't. He can't separate. Bro, once you have done that type of work, you can't separate.
I wish niggas could see y'all look at me. Hold on. Let me say something. This nigga Cole be on all his fucking reps. Talking big fucking shit. You talking about he don't want to put a nigga down.
So him
saying the shit that he's saying, his raps, what the fuck was we listening to earlier? And I specifically listened to the words to see how cocky he came across and how he was talking and how he was talking down on niggas.
Niggas is Pluto. You feel me?
So it's a whole
journey?
No, this was a recent song.
This is recently.
Hold on, and I'm telling you, So it's okay when it's subliminal, when we can't put an at on it, or when we don't know it's about a beef, you just hypothetically speaking about a nigga you putting down. That's okay. Bullshit. Bullshit. I'm so sorry.
That's simple as this. You can do that. That's simple as this. Fucking on stage and this.
That's simple as this was not going to make him not right with God. Okay, I'm so sorry.
I want to let y'all niggas know. I feel like this. I feel like I'm nice as shit. I'm never going to tell him I'm nicer than you, though.
But that's all he rap about is being nicer than me.
I'm not supposed to put you down and feel like that about me, though.
It's but a how is he putting him down, yo?
I said fuck your catalog,
this is
nigga.
Simple rat fucking politics, yo.
No.
All right, let me get in here real quick, because I got a whole different angle. First of all, you're wrong for different reasons that you don't even understand, right?
No, I'm not.
I don't disagree.
I want to start with the Kendrick Lamar diss, right?
Yes.
The first half of the verse was mid. Can we all agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All that,
yeah.
Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
I didn't care about any of that shit.
Because of those three is ass. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going crazy over maybe 8 bars.
Yes.
He didn't go crazy. His shit was a jab.
He didn't.
He said it was a warning shot.
His shit was a jab. Cole's shit was also a simple jab.
So wait, that's why I felt like he shouldn't have apologized.
It was way more.
You act like you dug in his ass.
It's way more bars in this shit that was way harder than Kendrick's shit.
Yes.
So I'm not saying that it's not what somebody, I'm saying. All I'm saying is that his shit was so fucking subtle. It was very simple.
Shit was subtle.
J. Cole did not fucking jab at Kendrick for him to apologize. Hold on, let me finish saying what I'm saying. He made his simple fucking comments and said what the fuck he needed to say. While we was on our little quick break, you made a little comment about how, you know, you fight your friends. I don't mean no harm. Niggas be in competition with their homeboys. You race your niggas. You fucking rap against your niggas. Y'all fucking see
it's
how many. Hold on. This could have been that. Nobody expected J. Cole and Kendrick shit to go to the streets. Nah. We just wanted to see which one of y'all niggas was going to battle out for the top three.
That's what niggas wanted. Niggas wanted J. Cole to violate that man.
No, we did not.
Y'all didn't. But the rap niggas, like the old school rap niggas, when it comes to beef shit, they keep bringing up Ether. They keep bringing up Who Shot You. They keep bringing up all this shit.
No Vaseline.
They
want to
feel
like beef. They put it on. They killed each other.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let him finish.
J. Cole raps that I'm big dog, all that tough shit, it's on some I rap better than niggas. That has nothing to do with battle rap.
Yeah, not the same.
If he ends up going on some battle rap shit toward a nigga, what he want to do is he'd rather go one-on-one with a nigga on a song as a feature and say, my verse is going to be better than yours.
Bingo.
That's what he's trying to do. He's not saying I'm better than you as a person. He's saying at my skill, at our skill, I'm better. It's just like sports. It's just like anything else. The niggas have competition and it's built in niggas.
They right.
When you start dissing niggas and that's not even you and you've never dissed a nigga your whole life.
There you go.
Then he didn't even say in a song. He said in one song, if I diss you, was gonna be direct, like I call on your call ID.
Yeah.
I forgot what this shit was.
When he's rapping, if he even says some subliminal shit, it's just on some rap shit as a metaphor. It's not even y'all taking it so serious. He has never dissed a nigga. He's always better at the skill of rapping than niggas. I'm not saying that he's ever literally dissed a nigga before.
I'm just saying that he talked that big body shit, and then when it come down to a little simple rap beef or whatever.
Back out.
As soon as you do it, you back the fuck out. This is my thing though.
How many rap? This is my thing though.
If he's so, I'm not against him being conscious and not wanting to do that shit with his brother or with his friends. Not even that.
No, it's pussy.
You feel me?
I'm not saying it's not.
But again, if that's how you want to be, why even fucking respond? To sit up here and say that... you just did that shit in a moment or, you know, you was reacting and niggas is blowing up your phone. Like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, if you so fucking woke, nigga, you not falling for that shit.
No,
I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry. Yo, I don't even feel like you would do that shit.
If but I probably would, though.
No, I don't say, see I would that.
All y'all, if somebody dissed me, all y'all was like, yeah, bro, go at him, go at him, go at him. I'm going to like,
say something.
I probably should go at him. But then when I'm sitting alone, which is why I say be fucking alone, so you don't have niggas to be your fucking thoughts. When I'm sitting alone, like, I'm like,
that
you know
was
what?
Trash.
You're trash of me.
Many of thoughts we got
around. But that's what I'm saying. I'm sitting around y'all. I can't be in my thoughts around you niggas.
Drake put
but when I'm inside my apartment by myself,
I hear that shit.
I know you not, but that's what it is, though, yo. That's what I'm trying to tell niggas. Like, niggas.
Cole not battle testing. He's not
he's not a battle rapper, bro.
I'm
Jay
sorry,
Cole not
he what you got me.
CJ, what side you on? Because you've been going on J. Cole.
Because I've been
I mean, now I'm confused.
He's definitely a flip-flop. But that's not the point.
No, he's smart.
I mean, because I thought he was going on J.
He's smart because he heard what I said.
No, hell no. Fuck all that. Y'all let me talk?
Yeah, go ahead. One mic on
that black man. Y'all let me talk, yo.
One mic on that black man. You know what I'm saying?
J. Cole been talking shit this whole time, but also has Kendrick. Kendrick's shit been way more direct than J. Cole's shit.
Fact.
You feel me?
He been aiming at Drake for the most part, though.
Right.
J. Cole that's been with Drake this last few months and shit. I feel like Drake kind of hyped you up to really kind of maybe go back at that nigga, and Cole might have not been as ready as he wanted to be. Cole probably realizes this was her, but he ain't come as her as he should have been after he kind of listened back to you what the fuck Kendrick did. Kendrick's shit wasn't that her.
No.
But the aggression on the track was way more aggressive.
You can thank Future and Metro. That beat was hard as a motherfucker. And the way Future came in, before niggas even heard the Kendrick verse, before niggas even knew Kendrick was on there, don't say Future and Kendrick. You jealous that, oh, shit. Stick it to the cold for these hoes for the streets.
The beat don't really matter, though, because Kendrick is a harder type of rapper.
No.
That nigga rap.
I'll tell you what it is.
The
best rapper out of all three is Cole.
Cole, facts.
Yes.
The best hit maker is Drake. Absolutely. The most creative is Cole. Is Kendrick.
That's the order.
But what I'm saying is
most creative is Kendrick.
Let me say something.
We come with that tone.
Everybody keeps saying Kendrick coming for motherfucking Drake, and that be a fact. Kendrick definitely be throwing shots at Drake.
We all know that's a fact.
But I want to be clear and say this motherfucking last shot was for Cole.
It was for all of them.
It's for everybody.
That shit, but was but the reason why I say it's for Cole is because the big three is Cole's
Cole
line.
Said, yeah.
That is not a Drake line.
That's true.
That is a Cole line. Drake said he top two and he not two. That's what the fuck Drake said.
Because Drake knows. He is.
Period.
Yeah.
You feel me? That is a fucking Cole bar. So while everybody is trying to make sure Drake or pointing the finger at Drake, that is also why I felt like Cole should have said something.
He did say something.
Because, apologize.
My thing is this. Even though I apologize, I still left y'all with that. Y'all niggas can still listen to that.
Man, if I still hate it, I still left y'all with that.
My apology is for me.
That nigga said
about it. Y'all
don't know what he could have did to that.
But he taking away the
song. I do know what he could have did with that.
It's not like I gave y'all the song.
And that's what I was looking for.
Took the song back and apologized. Y'all still got the song.
This nigga features on every song.
That's the fuck I was looking for.
But Joe Button did make a good point. He said he felt like Cole don't really got too much more to rap about after outside. What you gonna rap about on Kendrick, bro?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be
do what Drake do. Go get dirt. Nigga, everybody
what
knows.
Dirt you gonna give from Kendrick?
Go get dirt. Man. All of your shit.
That nigga, it don't matter. It don't gotta be real.
It gotta sound good.
Come on, bro. You know how
it gotta sound good, bro.
You know how
it don't gotta be real.
Come on,
it gotta be bars that sound good.
It gotta be 10 niggas in the city that heard that room before him, and they go online and be like, yeah, yo, I heard that shit.
That's not,
you know how it go.
Go like that with a nigga.
And Drake, Drake is the one you gotta worry about. He's the one to be wearing this nigga.
And that's the detriment to Cole. Because Cole got a more complex style than laying something down simply. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Drake can go get some fake ass drink and say, ooh, ooh, ooh,
like,
Cole will be intricate with it. You feel me? So it's going to not come across as easy.
Okay, listen.
But go ahead, baby. You got
thank I know. Like I said, J. Cole get the motherfucking goddamn of the day.
Can you say, well, he funny as shit.
Hello?
They arguing about sugar.
I want them to not while we live.
Started with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure y'all cut this out too. All right, so let's go. Let's get to the fucking quickies.
Quiet on set.
Grow up.
So yeah, quickies.
I gotta grow up, and she's not grown.
That's your person.
That's full circle. Like that. That's your person, bitch. All right, quickies, come on.
All right, quickies. All right, we the celebrities, they've been on their shit. They've been on that big one, giving us a whole lot of fucking shit to talk about. So we got a nice little list. I'm gonna run through some of the quick shit so we can, like, you know, not have to sit too much on, you know, the big shit. Last week the iHeartRadio was happening. Congratulations to everybody who won something. But I'm bringing it up because TLC did a performance and Latto did Left Eye's part for Waterfalls. Why the fuck was everybody so mad that Latto was the one who did it?
I thought that was, who else would it that have was been? Reasonable.
Somebody said they thought Lil Mama should have did it.
No way! Lil Mama that went up on there with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys? No way! Well,
you know she is.
I don't think Little Mama or Latto should have did it.
I was cool with Latto though.
So Latto took Left Eye place. Did it?
Cause Latto the hardest.
Latto fit the description.
Glorilla could have did it. She'd have bodied that shit.
Latto got the voice for. If you think about Left Eye as a person, yeah. The voice, the flow, Latto got it.
She sound like you.
So. Cause I'm a little ratchet.
You know,
she sound
like
it.
Let me tell you
something,
bro. I got bars.
Do Left Eye part.
She definitely
got bars. I mean, I ain't mad at it. It's just like,
I thought she did a good job.
So it was Latto, T-Balls, and Chili?
Yeah.
But one thing you gotta understand is who would you want to do Left Eye?
Nobody. I would have left it alone.
Latto hit one.
But if they wanted a third,
yeah, like why we gotta feel
and then the other part they just send it like this?
Like if Drew Hill come out, anybody else playing Cisco? I wanna hear Cisco or y'all go ahead and
just. I mean, Drew Hill got 10 other members though. So regardless, it's gonna be hella niggas on the stage.
Who else got three people?
Definitely replace everybody.
If 3LW come out, I don't want nobody to take.
Oh, somebody died. Somebody did.
That's what I'm saying. Like some.
I was just saying, like some shit, if SWV came out, people would probably put Jennifer Hudson in there.
How the song go? 3LW shit?
Don't you want to know? Don't you
want to know? No, they played and Bring It On. That was not 3LW and Bring It On. Crazy. That was Blake. Blake 182. That's what it was. Blake 182.
I just feel like...
No, that's a white bang, girl.
That's not.
So, like, we had to feel the wood of
it. It is. White bang.
She said, no,
no, it's the three girls.
No, it's not. That ain't Blake on Bring It On.
You talking about Black.
Black. Oh.
You talking about Black. Black. One of them died.
Yeah. One of them died. They was on Bring It On.
And I had to confuse with. All right, hold on. Regroup.
All right, bring it back. Bring it back.
That's quickie. Move on.
Yeah.
Stop fucking playing with us.
I had two groups mixed up. That's fine. But somebody did die.
She going to hell.
They be hating on
I know.
Everybody from Blink 182
Blink fucking
182. That fucking is a white man and they shit. Are still alive.
Well,
and
Black.
They still fuck with their songs.
They spell it the same way.
They do not. Black is spelled B-L-A-Q-Q. Blink 182 is spelled B-L-I-N-K. 182.
That's how you know I don't listen to them, but somebody died from one of them groups.
I want you to go
ahead. See,
that's
why I don't talk.
She's going to hell.
I know that.
Real Love. By Mary J is being sued.
Oh my god.
By who?
Someone.
A thousand years later?
I was like two.
Someone, we don't know who it is yet, but they said that the song sampled a song that was released in 1978.
Oh, Jesus.
What did that song sample?
And what I'm assuming is this person just came from out of a coma or they're running out of money. Because at this point, bitch, the song been out and it hit, though. It's not like it's on B-side.
We was like,
this is a banger. Like, everybody knows Real Love's. Be fucking for real. So how are you just now realizing that this song samples something from 1978?
They said,
Impeach the President.
They said that...
Impeach the President.
That's a 1972 song. It was a funk song called Impeach the President.
The reason it... These folks are coming after this to say, like, whatever, whatever.
I can hear the funk in the background.
She done made all her money off of this song now. And then they can reap all of the royalties off of her song.
But how the fuck is
so
it?
So this is a strategic sin?
Always. Yeah. She was always strategic.
Because it's
big
happened
ones.
Before. I got, it was it a Michael Jackson track? I don't know. I'm a tap into and really find that info. But that's what I read earlier. It was really like, they didn't do it because they didn't figure it out. 30 years ago, they knew.
They wanted that shit to come back. Yeah.
They waited until she earned all of the revenue off of this song, all of the profits and all of that, so
damn.
They could break her.
Because Real Love wasn't a song, but you heard the first time,
it's
you knew that shit
up.
Was going to be fire.
Yeah,
like,
they just waited to break her. And that's what's happening. Because what's going to happen is Mary J. didn't produce this song.
I was about to say, and right now, Mary J. is not even listed as a defendant. So.
Right.
This is obviously going to somebody that she was signed to, whoever
was
in control.
She don't own the masters for that?
She
don't own the masters for that?
I don't know. This the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the song. But that's
oh,
the thing.
Shit.
That is the same song. That is she.
That's only really.
So
got
the,
him.
The
yeah,
fuck
got
the
him.
The thing about artists is
the whole
artists don't be knowing it.
Together, yeah.
The artists don't know that.
Yeah, that,
so that's
that
nigga
was fire too.
Them,
the
producers do know.
The producers are very. Because
you took that sample from somewhere.
Those artists
somewhere.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. Because that beat is 100% the beat to Real Love.
Absolutely.
It is. You didn't even give them credit.
It is.
Yeah.
If you would have gave them credit, they would have got residual.
So was she on Diddy's label when she did?
Yes.
But Diddy gave it back to her.
Again,
they don't think he gave
again
back.
Mary J
yeah,
is not listed as
listed
a defendant right now. She is not listed as a defendant. This is like,
it's
I
probably
think it's,
gonna go to
I think it's something
it.
Against Universal, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably
because Bad Boy
I think
was
MCA.
Under Universal. It was under Universal or MCA or somebody, but it was under.
I was about to say it's
Bad Boy
they're suing them. It's just
because
her song.
Yeah, no, it is Universal.
It is, okay.
The
yeah, they sued for copyright infringement.
Because the producers are the people who would know that this shit was somebody else's shit. And I'm going to tell you now, the reason it feel like it took so long is because they probably tried to work out a deal with them a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they never budged.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to say it was an original. It was a this. It was a this.
Oh, yeah. Easy work.
Mm-hmm.
Live on all that shit.
I'm about to say, but this shit.
Oh, I thought he was
this shit. This shit crazy. I do want to say, Kanye. He is often in the news for the quickies. This is he's being sued too.
Yeah.
This time by an ex-employer. For discrimination, harassment, and a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I can't believe. Can y'all not?
Am I the only one that like believes that though?
I mean, I actually believe it. Like, one minute he hot, one minute he cold.
Like,
if they said Kanye did it,
Kanye
did
it. The guy who, Jesus.
Yeah, he did,
the chef who taught me how to cook when I was in Atlanta, he cooks for a lot of, like, celebrity people out there. So when Kanye came, he rented out the whole stadium. And when he did the Donda thing at the stadium in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He was one of the chefs on the team that was cooking. And they said this nigga was a fucking tyrant.
A
this
fucking
nigga,
menace, yeah.
I believe that.
Everything
bro.
Had to be perfect. So by the next day, he told his chef, he got an everyday chef, the main
you
nigga
know,
that's there. Him and my chef is homies.
Right.
He said, yo, get rid of everybody except the dude that made the lamb chops.
Oh, shit.
And that just happened to be my homie. He didn't even know his name. He ain't know nothing. He said, get rid of everybody but... The nigga that made these.
That's crazy.
And then
and
they
did
the whole time. Nigga made $1,000 a day.
Fuck.
Damn.
Fuck me.
For that nigga,
$7,000 a week.
For that nigga, 15 days straight.
I know how to cook.
15,000.
15 days straight. 15,000.
15,000 lamb chops.
Oh, I'm
$15,000 worth of lamb chops.
So he gonna pay, but you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta deal with the, you know what I'm saying?
Deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, you gotta deal with the bullshit.
Jesus.
It all depends on how bad you want the money, but it's crazy how they'll go through it all this time.
Fuck them. Let his mama
and then
love
they're probably not even working there no more.
It's a bullshit come out.
And then they come out. You know what I'm saying? When the money was good, when they was probably making a crazy amount of money. Yeah. It was like, yeah, shit, he mean his shit, but
I got them too.
He's nice as a bitch. Like, yeah, this car I'm driving in, that mean. Shit. I mean, I ain't worrying about nothing.
That's just the one I graded his mother died.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sorry.
I want you when you're right.
That's why I'm coming.
That's what she said.
Okay. JT and Big Love.
No, it got bigger than that.
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
I ain't know nothing about
that. I don't care about JT and Big Love. I want to go with JT in Miami because me and my best friend would never. But go ahead.
Fucking never, ever.
Ever.
I would lean on y'all.
I don't know nothing about any of that.
JT and Big Love,
they try to keep Red Beef alive. them bitches was going ham on each other the other day on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It was a sight to see. When JT posted all her mugshots, it was like pending. And then Glo was like, bitch, all them is for stealing.
Not from beating a bitch up.
Like, let's be clear. Shut the fuck up. Like...
Now, if someone album drops soon, this is all to play.
Somebody
Glo already dropped.
Glo already dropped Friday.
Yeah, niggas do this and get an album drop, should be a play, man.
Because Glo mentioned her on a song, and she was like, we ain't the best of friends, but we ain't beefing. And I don't know why JT took it to the great level.
So let me tell you the backstory.
Do you think that Glo really put hands on her? Who you think lying?
So this is the thing.
Who you think lying?
This is the thing. Glo specifically said that she did not slap her. Glo said that she didn't slap her. Apparently, the case was that she hit her in the face with her purse. Now, the issue is that when the whole thing came out about Glo hitting her in the face with her purse, Glo didn't come out and clarify anything. JT just was like, she didn't get hit. Glo didn't say shit. Glo then drops Yeah Glo.
About smacking rat bitches.
And the hook says smacking rat bitches and making bail, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah Glo. Yeah, and Glo. JT took that shit personally.
I would
too. You feel me?
If you ain't slap me, don't say that fuck you slap me. Because bitch, what? That's not what happened.
Hey, JT feel like she trying to like...
But that's what Glo keeps saying. Glo keeps saying, you acting like you ain't never get touched. And she was like, you lying about not getting touched. It's crazy. And JT was like, you ain't never slapped me. She so Glo said, you rather me say I hit you with my purse instead? Like, that make you feel better?
So
getting touched is getting touched, whether it's purse with a hand. Bitch, you touch me.
But Carisha and JT... going back and forth on Twitter.
You gotta let that unfold a little more.
That
sure.
Shit. So they already came back around.
Yeah.
They already came back around.
I was about to say, I love you. I'm moving on.
I was about to say, and JT said, I love you too, or something. I love you more. I love you the most. Something like that. You feel me? So they've already, like, you know.
But y'all should have just never went there on the media. Y'all got each other number. Y'all supposed to be like this. Like, we the fuck. As much as we beat, yo, we would never. It's that young bitch
shit. What happened with them two?
They got the argument. Miami posted a sub because she didn't add JT. Mm. She said something about bitches being mad at her. And something about how she ain't even say shit. And JT was like, basically, this the last time I'm going to let you play dumb. And it was like... It was like, whoa. Like, that shit just kind of went up from there. Yeah. It was a little bit more back and forth, but we was getting in the process of recording, so I didn't catch all of it. But I did see that they already... retweeted each other, said they love each other, so they trying to squash it publicly as well.
Fuck you. Let your mama
love you. Feel me? Like, fuck it, let your mama love you. It's crazy. Fuck you.
Let your mama love you.
I'm about
that's
to say.
That's just crazy because they should have just never went public. Them two.
I definitely
I don't
feel
care
like
about
they
who they go
never,
back and forth with, but them two as a whole should have never did that.
Like, you know why they did? They
it's the money. It's the fame. Shit. It's all that
Mercury
shit.
Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm.
She probably told.
Somebody
yeah,
probably
told Miami, hey, yo, you got to get the fuck out that Diddy
I'm about to say, you might
but
not be lying about that retrograde because.
Also, Saucy in it too.
And she like, bitch, mind your fucking business.
Let me shut up because I was about to say somewhere. I was about to say something. No, Saucy, Santana.
I thought he was at Diddy Puffs.
See,
it wasn't
me. They always kick it together. All
that nigga at Diddy Puffs? That nigga
oh,
was
yeah.
at Diddy Puffs?
He's funny.
That's
nigga
saucy.
He on the VIP list.
Can you?
That nigga saucy.
Can you not say you did?
No,
can you not
that's,
and say you did?
That
nigga
saucy.
I shut
right up. I shut
okay.
right up.
Nah, I'm about to say, but I definitely feel like the retrograde doing something because Mika Wale.
I love
Gatorade. Mika Wale was doing some wild
that
shit today,
DC,
too.
Now, yo, Wale made one tweet and Meek went the fuck off for hours.
Meek been crashing all day.
Meek been crashing out all
nigga, he is on his cycle.
Day.
It's just about me.
Like, yeah. Yo, I don't even understand, like...
Wale made one tweet.
Like, why he been... Wale apparently
Mercury,
posted... Wale apparently posted a picture with a nigga that Meek is,
like,
is not fucking with right now. And Meek lost his head. And Wale's response was very fucking simple, like... Yo, niggas be beefing and then they be back cool and then you be the one looking stupid.
And I like to mind my business.
If that one picture caused all of this or whatever word he used, because he used a nice little SAT word. It wasn't even a long word, but it was Hitler. It was nice.
But his crybaby ass ain't even go in. Meek was wilding for 6 hours.
But
see,
you know
thing
one
like,
thing Meek gonna do is go the fuck in.
You talking about
it's
guns
it's
and
like,
politics
is
all
is
in one.
No, Meek is a Taurus.
Whoa. Meek is not a representative of me and them.
Why you stand up?
I don't. I just want to be clear. I'm asleep. That nigga's just a bitch.
Because when I looked at it, I thought of you.
They got nothing to do with me and Taurus.
When I looked at it, I thought
we don't behave like that. I don't move like
this
that.
This is my opinion from what I observed from
no,
seeing
nigga,
when they
bitch,
had to make
that.
Music. When
don't
they
do
said,
that.
When
not
they,
that. Y'all got your shit.
I don't do none of that. I got my shit with me, but hello, bitch.
He
crying in the river on somebody else's bridge.
They weren't really cool like that in that.
That's what I was about to say.
But
so as I observed back in the day, watching them doing, they was doing.
Yeah, they
music,
definitely wasn't.
Meek Bill looked at him like he was a cornball, and you know how. If you like a street nigga, the way Meek try to carry yourself, I don't know what he did or what he didn't do. That
right,
in my business.
Right.
But the way he carry yourself, when a square nigga try to get at you, you extra mad. It's like,
yeah,
who the fuck is you trying to get at?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If it's another tough nigga, it's like you take that more seriously. But it's like you want to disrespect me by challenging me, nigga. He's a bitch.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
And I don't know if that's true, but I feel like that's what's always how Meek looked at Wale.
I agree
yeah,
with that.
Like,
was
square.
I agree
like,
with
yeah.
that. I agree with that.
Because Wale
like,
don't
come
with
something. I'm about to say, you conscious, you talking, you rapping about Lotus Flower Bombs and shit, you know
this
what I'm saying?
This the same
saying?
Nigga that
like,
redid Downtown, like.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Downtown.
I fuck with Meek, but that nigga not coming with his own skin.
He definitely not. He definitely ain't.
Meek be flipping. He don't know what he want to be, a street nigga or a politician.
Chameleon. He gonna fold the eggs.
But his music is good. I like his summertime music.
I'm about to say, Meek definitely put out some
good music. So this is what
I just wish he would be quiet and put his.
No, this is my thing. I love his music, but I want you to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Like
dead ass. This is when Wale tweeted his tweet. He said, "When I met Wale, he got beat up at his birthday party in DC. Got his teeth knocked out. I jumped in because a celebrity like him invited me. I was violating probation in DC. Risked my life to find out he never liked me. Will make you angry. That's just me, though.
Yeah,
that's how it all started.
I saw it.
Nobody believes me, though.
But I did.
That's
I believed he jumped in.
You would believe him.
Somebody, he got
I
his
believe
teeth
that happened.
Out,
he said
I believe me jumping.
He said
Wale
got
Wale,
his
Wale would have been like,
yeah,
yes! I
do. You see what he did Safari, nigga. You see niggas how he see the goons. He set the goons, bro.
He was,
and he,
nigga,
he got bad car clapping
nigga,
like this.
Nigga,
he
pulled
out.
I only believe him because he dropped names. Because hold on, this was his second tweet.
And that's why I believe
I only believe him because he dropped names.
Now nigga bitch because he got niggas willing to rob him because he's the money. How does that make sense?
Jeremy, listen.
He hop out like,
nigga.
Because I got the
and this nigga's rush. Nigga, I'm about to call so cold like.
Also, you got to understand the same time frame.
I mean, so far, Jamaica, I wouldn't fight him either. But
I seen nigga out of the bag, bro. We ain't doing
shit. Fight.
You think I'm like
not doing
shit?
You
think I'm like fight shit?
Safari threw a chair at the wall and then bounced off and hit him.
It was happening in the mix. So he's already in the mix.
Safari definitely can't fight.
Me cop on me right now, nigga. I'm about to tease nigga, bro. I don't give a fuck.
I too.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't even give a fuck.
Sorry.
I want y'all to understand about niggas that's 6'4". This nigga's tall as fuck.
Yes. Who, me?
Yes, nigga's tall as a motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm 10 up with tall ass 10.
I'm telling you, the mentality, though. Niggas that tall, most niggas shorter than them, so most niggas is not a threat to them. Them niggas is the niggas who will fight.
Them niggas got little ass bones.
And because they gonna win most of them because most niggas ain't they height.
All right, so this one.
Lose a couple.
This what he said.
They gonna be so charged up from all the wins.
This what he said for his second tweet.
They defend the nigga that they with.
He
like,
said.
Like, what? That's not crazy.
He said, this was before phones came out. I went with Young Chris. Only me, Coon, and Matt jumped in. I stayed quiet, but soon as he got around me, his demon shake. I tried to be cool with this lame ass for Ross business. I would have been treated his ass.
I said
that's what
that.
He said.
I knew that before. I never even seen that tweet.
I knew that.
That's basically confirming what I just said before.
Yeah, them niggas never really fuck with
what I was asking.
If you listen to them, they never fuck with each other.
You can look at it.
You
can always tell.
You knew they did not. He's respecting Ross, so they kind of kept it. That shit is not no motherfucking surprise. Like, that shit ain't no surprise. Like, niggas knew.
Bro, Meek be worried about what other niggas want to do too much.
He is, that's true.
Meek be online. Talk about way better than what he is.
You want to touch on that?
I absolutely want to touch on
that. Yeah, what's the next one? Yeah,
because there's a shift going on right now that I would love to touch on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bro, what's the touch on number 8?
Yeah. And then after that, we can, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Number 8 for sure.
Okay.
It's dead. Not it's dead.
So... Aoki Lee Simmons.
Aoki.
Oh, I don't even
Predatorial.
Oh, I don't even care about this.
And I'm a cool
Her mother did this. Why was he here?
She was in St. Bart's with her old ass boyfriend who was 65 years old.
That's it.
I mean, it is out here, but I'm not surprised. Her mother did.
And again, I am not surprised because she is a product of her environment.
Bingo. And matter of fact, Chili and him just said, well, my points aren't even one.
It's not for me to say. It's not a big deal.
Look, it is a big deal.
Run to the family.
It is a big deal because it's nasty work. But honestly, it's not a big topic because she learned this shit from her fucking mother. Mm-hmm. That's why her father came back and replied. Right. He said, she had already told me about this relationship.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
There was a whole video that dropped where she's on, like, FaceTime with him. Yes. Or, like, a video live with him, like, maybe IG live. See? You know what I'm saying? Where it's, like, the dual screen. And she, like, yeah, move my shit up or I'm going to get a sugar daddy. And he, like, no, you ain't getting no sugar daddy. And she, like, yeah, I'm going to get a sugar daddy. And he, like, yo, she lying. Whole time, she done came the fuck outside with a goddamn sugar daddy. Like, yo,
I'm training her from the jump. I'm over training up for the dump.
Yeah, like you seen it off the rip.
I'm over training up from the jump to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it always go.
Also, the shift that I want to talk about is that there's a shift with women older dating younger men.
And no one's blinking.
There's a shift of women older dating younger men. Keisha Cole has a 24-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. So,
yep, she's
her and what's the
other
Dre. So, that nigga is 24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I'm saying that to say is that the shift that's happening is like, no one's like flinching at like the women dating men that weren't even alive when they were 21.
I am.
But society is not.
My thing is, okay, so pause. I'm not against dating younger in a sense.
So
I'm more so dating the significance. Like, you got kids, your boyfriend's age. Yeah. Like, that shit is kind of like...
coming into your son 21 and I'm 22, it's weird as shit.
Like, that's weird.
It's crazy weird. Like, we absolutely could have went to school together.
Right.
Like, I think that's a little weird. Now, just being younger, I'm not opposed to that.
I would be.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, if we got kids the same age as like the other one, like, no, that's too, that's too fucking dramatic.
So I just kind of said it to say pay attention to like older women right now, because they all, like, there's a lot of young, significant young dating going on.
Men can get away with certain shit, women can get away with certain shit.
What's a good age gap?
10.
10. 10.
Right. 10 up, 10 down.
10, 11.
Cause yeah, 10 is always my. 10, 11. 10 is always my.
I'm scared to even go 10.
But even as a 36-year-old nigga, I wouldn't date a 26-year-old girl.
But I'm going to guarantee you, 10 and 11, we got some of the same experiences.
My 10 wouldn't be down.
We got some of the same experiences, whether we up or down. Whether I'm up 10 or below 10.
We talking about down.
We got some of the same joints.
Yeah.
We talking about down, though.
I'm not doing 10 down.
We talking about down.
10 down is kind of. 10 down is tough.
What about 8 down?
I don't feel nothing wrong with that because I feel like I just said some females are always going older, but why is that the phenomenon? That's just how it goes. But it's switching, I mean, that's what I'm saying, there's a shift now where like women are going down, but it's a thing though, women usually go up because older niggas rightfully so, usually have more. Like, niggas have more resources, niggas more stable.
When the female teacher sleeps with the student,
it's down.
People are mad because morally it has to be. But with it being a boy, you like, that nigga wasn't tripping like that. He had a good time.
Well, because he's 12 and she's 49.
That's a problem.
Right.
But I'm saying, it's not a traumatic experience the way it was all the way around.
He got raped.
See, right,
that's a lot. Like,
he don't feel like that.
But that's what they say. He don't feel like that. The young nigga don't feel like that. I understand. I acknowledge that it's wrong. I understand.
He feel like he had an amazing
just
time.
You say,
but what
like
happens
that.
Is if you flipped it, like y'all said, if you flipped it and you said the 12-year-old and or 14-year-old young lady was having sex with her.
30-year-old teacher. We ain't gotta go 40. Yeah, 30.
But 30-year-old teacher, we gonna scream, that's rape.
Predatorial.
Why? That's how we gonna scream.
And that's why I said that, because women can just get away with certain things that men can't, and then men can get away with certain things that women can't by society standards.
Yeah, but that's why when these older women
are trapping the young dudes, we like, he grew up admiring her, probably.
Yeah.
Like, she, you know, like these dudes had Dre on the wall. These dudes had Keisha Cole on the shit. They had, you know, certain women that they idolized. Was like, yo, when I get on, I'm coming after that. We all had one of them girls when we was like 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, maybe not that young. Like,
you kind of grew up like Evie and that shit.
You like, fucking fine as shit. Maya was mine.
Yeah.
I wanted Maya.
Maya was Nia Long. If Nia Long told me right now, let's fuck, we going
to
do it.
Yeah, right.
And she told me that at 18.
Hold on, but your age right now?
Yeah, even, Nia Long is still older than me.
Hold on, but even the difference right now, like,
you have the mental capacity to decide that that's okay.
36,
and she's like 50 something.
She's like 50 something, yeah.
But like, even y'all age gap right now wouldn't be that bad because of how old you are. You're still like at that age. It is the same age gap. But I'm saying where you are now is like, you're more mature. You're a man's man now.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like 23, 24. Like, these niggas just fucking starting to figure shit out.
If they even figuring it out,
if I was
56 dating a 36-year-old, I don't think it would have the same effect. I don't think people would be so like, oh yeah, that's good.
Every young nigga think it's cool to have the older. Every nigga think it's cool to have the young. I mean, the older fly bitch. Like, everybody know that's like, that's like, oh, I can brag.
Like, that's a flex for him.
That's a flex.
For her, it's like, what you got going on?
Dating a 56-year-old and just staying with.
And it's not gonna be forever.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not.
Even Drea and Jalen Green. Basically, she was talking about her situation was more like, they're not really like a couple like that. They just good friends.
They just be rocking.
And they, you know, they just like, yeah, let's have a baby. Fuck it. I mean, it's not like a whole like marriage couple where anybody walks down the aisle. He's going to end up fucking with somebody else later on.
Absolutely.
It's never
going to
last.
And she knows it. So she cool with it.
Yeah, they got to be cool
with it. She's living my life like that.
She younger than a bitch.
That's why they let it go. That's why they let it go.
Maturity that I don't
hate. What I realized is that this country is based off of legality, not morality.
Yeah.
Long as you legal, nobody gives a fuck.
Right. Yeah,
nigga, fuck
and that's where it's sick. Because if my daughter bring home a 56-year-old nigga at 21, somebody getting the fuck beat on. Yeah. I swear to God. Like,
my son is
that's what I'm saying. Like,
pain if he bring home a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm about to drag that 30-year-old from here to Mexico.
Yeah, somebody's getting an ass for behind.
What are you doing with my kid?
The best
I'm about to beat you up.
Didn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
fuck what you got. Didn't
matter. That's attention for a 15-year-old is crazy. Just
like didn't matter.
I don't give a fuck what that bitch did. I'm telling you now, I'm taking this bitch from here to Guatemala.
Didn't matter. We're going to wrap the show up right here. Okay. We're going to wrap this motherfucker up right here.
It's good.
Okay. Catch us next week for episode 139.
You got to holler your shit out to you.
Until then, tell the people where they can find you, Ralph.
Shit, what is my shit? Oh, you can find me on Instagram, Ralph B. Shore. You can find me on Facebook, Ralph B. DeVoe. And yeah, that's the only place that you can, but you really can't find me.
Yeah.
But you can look for me, though. Yeah.
I got you. I got you. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, she is underscore chill.
Big chilly.
Period.
On my mother.
Period. That's it.
It's your girl,
Shatay Tay.
I'm fucking hating
on AKA Tater Tot on the IG and on the Twitter. I mean, X. You know. Y'all know.
We don't know.
I'm fucking weak as shit. Okay.
Jeremy,
I ain't got no social media, but I got a YouTube page. It's GFH Mike. You can go ahead and look at some of my videos. I got a couple compilations, a couple clips, a couple podcasts. I'm gonna start building on top of that again once I get out to the UK.
Okay, UK.
And then you know I'm gonna do my thing from out there.
I can't wait to see. And if you are new to the podcast, you know we love new listeners. Make sure y'all follow me on all social media at SlickCee, and please put some respect on my C. It's a C-I-E, not just a letter, and that is where I be. Again, catch us next week for episode 139. I don't know what we talking about yet, but we gonna keep y'all posted. That's it.
See you.
See y'all next week.
Good night.
Peace out.
Hey.
On my mad day.